This is An Invitation to Worship, an inside look at this Sunday's gospel reading with Bishop Gregory Parks, Bishop of the Diocese of St. Petersburg.
When you were a child, do you remember your mom or dad asking you to do something, like take out the trash, clean up your room, or do your homework? You likely responded, okay, in a begrudging voice. But did you do what you were asked to do, or did you just blow it off? If you did what they wanted, was it on your terms, or when you felt like it? In our gospel this weekend from St. Matthew, Jesus desires to teach the chief priests and the elders something about doing God's will. Now, these were highly regarded and respected officials in the community. He poses a question to them in the form of a story. The story goes that a man had two sons. The man asked the first son to work in the vineyard. At first, he said no, but afterward changed his mind and went to work. The man went to the second son and asked him to work as well. The son said, okay, but never went to work. Jesus asked the elders, which of these two did the father's will? And they answered, the first, and they were correct. But Jesus then refers to John the Baptist, who preached on righteousness and the need for repentance. But yet the chief priests and elders ignored him. They dismissed John as a crazy man, a religious zealot, and someone who had no standing in their society. Jesus tells them, amen, I say to you, even the tax collectors and prostitutes are entering the kingdom before you. He admonishes them by saying that at least tax collectors and prostitutes repented and opened their hearts to God's message, but the leaders did not. Sometimes even Christians will say one thing, but do something else. We may mean well and have good intentions, but we often fall short of our promises. We say we'll go to Mass every weekend, but do we? Do we miss a couple of Sundays out of inconvenience, other events, or just plain laziness? Do you go to church out of obligation? Or do you go to truly worship God, give thanks to God, learn to be a better disciple, be there for your fellow parishioners, and give of your time back to the church through ministry? Today's reading serves as a reminder for us to persevere in our efforts to follow the Lord. The timing may not always be convenient. The task may seem too big, or we may feel inadequate. But our Lord has called us to work in His vineyard. Will you courageously answer the call and then follow through? I'm Bishop Gregory Parks inviting you to worship with us this weekend.
To find a local Catholic church, visit tampabaycatholic.org.